Chapter 4. Book of 2 Corinthians, chapter is 4. Amen. Amen. Let's look at verse 15. We'll start reading at verse 15. I don't know when I'm going to stop. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And it reads on this order, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment," tell somebody a moment, "worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And I want to use for a subject this morning, temporarily inconvenienced. Temporarily inconvenienced. And I normally don't do this, but if you while you got your Bibles there, I want you to turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8. I gotta go somewhere with it. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And we're going to just look at verse 2 and 4 of Deuteronomy, all chapter 8. And it says this, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether or not thou would keep his commandments. And he humbled thee, and suffered me to hunger, and fed me with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that they might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Now, when we look at here in Deuteronomy, you'll discover that the Bible says God suffered them to hunger. Somebody said, what does that mean, Pastor? That means that God let them get hungry. He let them get thirsty. He let them find themselves in some tight places, not knowing how they were going to get out. And he even allowed them to have some times of distress and discomfort. Now, I mean, I don't know if I'm talking to anybody here today, but does anybody know that sometimes God will let you get in trouble? Well, I say, Pastor, what you talking about? I didn't say God put you in trouble. I said, but God will allow you to get in trouble. He'll let you get hungry sometimes. That you get in a place with your back against the wall, and he'll let you sometimes feel like there's no way out, and he will let you stand before a Red Sea with the Egyptian army coming in behind you, and you just wonder if they're going to catch you. He'll allow us to go through our fiery furnaces, and he will even let us spend the night in the den of some hungry lions. And somebody said, why would God allow that to happen to me? He does that so he can prove you that he can put your faith to the test and find out what's really in your heart. See, it's easy to talk a good game about the Lord is good. But see, when God wipes your bank account to zero, how good is God to you right then? But I'm trying to tell somebody that sometimes in life, you will find yourself in some temporarily inconvenient situations. But I got some good news. The good news is that according to our text here in 2 Corinthians, It's just a temporary inconvenience. See, temporal means for a while, for a season, a short while. It's only going to last for a limited time. See, remember God said, to thee good at your latter end. And I came to tell somebody today that what you're going through won't last forever. See, the storm don't last always. Somebody said, what are you talking about, Pastor? You don't know my... Yes, that emotional battle that you're dealing with, it's not eternal. That financial struggle, it's not eternal. Somebody said, you hadn't hit me yet. But then that sickness, it's not forever. Help me, somebody. God's folk, temporarily inconvenience. You know that job you go to every day that makes you miserable? I done touched somebody right then. It's not eternal. That problem that makes you cry in the midnight hour. The pain of betrayal and deception. Sometimes your friends and loved ones will be the one that put the dagger in your back. Amen. But see, I came to tell you that it's not eternal. It's just a temporary inconvenience. It's temporary. Can I talk to somebody today? Will you talk to God if I talk to you today and realize what state you're actually in? I'm finna butt in your business right now. See, somebody might be crying today, but in just a little while, you're gonna find yourself smiling again. I know I got some cries in here. I might be broke today, but in a little while, I'm gonna have more than enough. I might be in pain today, and this body hurting past the point of being able to handle it, but I know that my healing is on the way. Somebody said, Pastor, still ain't got me. You might be walking today, but that ride is on the way. Temporarily inconvenience. You might be living in a shack today, but even while I'm living in my shack today, I got my eyes. I ain't talking about in heaven. Why? That we thought of. I got my eyes on that 3 or 4 bedroom brick house with the garage attached, laundry room. I'm talking to somebody. Somebody, God saying you ain't got to go to the laundry forever. Tell them it's temporary. It can be. Hey. Think about this. Let me work with your mind a little bit. Sometimes when you have problems at your house with your plumbing, in order to fix the pipes, you have to cut the water off. Or sometimes, if y'all hook like I am, you'll go to your internet and you'll hit, you click your mouse and the internet just won't come on. Or sometimes you're watching your favorite program, NCIS, Law and Order, Sports Center, BET, MTV, and all of a sudden, the station says, please excuse us, for we are experiencing technical difficulties. It's only temporary inconvenience. Somebody say, well, Pastor, I don't watch none of them. I got something for you. You can't outthink me this morning. They may shut your lights off because you couldn't pay the bill. Or they might evict you because you couldn't pay the rent. All right. or they might have picked your car up because you didn't pay the note. But I just came to tell you this morning, it's only temporary inconvenience. Now, nobody enjoys being inconvenienced, but there's a positive side to being inconvenienced. Yeah, I know it makes you feel good when the lights come back on, when the internet comes up pretty quickly, when your water's back on and the TV program back on air. But I came to tell you, the wilderness experiences that we have, they're not intended to be fun anyway. They're not intended to be comfortable or enjoyable. It's supposed to be difficult and undesirable. See, it was supposed, think about this. It was supposed to be hot in the day and freezing cold at night, and the ground was supposed to be hard if it was frozen. God's people in the wilderness were supposed to get hungry and thirsty, and they were supposed to experience the wilderness situation. Now, I know they hated the wilderness. They hated sleeping on the ground. But God intended for that inconvenience. He wanted them, watch this. He wanted them to hate the wilderness so bad that they would not get content living in the wilderness. But watch this. I'm going to talk to somebody. After being in the wilderness for 40 years, some of them got comfortable with just scraping by. Some of them got satisfied with just enough. I got some just enough folk in here today. You satisfied if I can just make it to the next paycheck. You satisfied if I can just pay my bills. But see, God is a God that's able, tell somebody he's able, to do more than what you can even imagine. God trying to wake somebody up in here. You happy with just enough gas in the car? Just enough money to buy some milk and bread? Every now and then throw in a piece of bologna.
All right.
You're happy just to keep the lights on. Just enough to survive. Just enough to keep your sanity, but still not enough to be able to sleep at night. Somebody here got just enough faith. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Somebody here has just enough faith to believe that I'll go to heaven when I die. But you don't believe that I can walk in divine health and destiny here and right now. I'm talking about some just enough church folk. I know I just slapped somebody across the head. But see, God said that he would, above all things, that we would prosper and be in health. Now, if somebody's telling you just be thankful to get by, yes, I'm thankful, but God has more intended for me than that. You can stay right there if you want to. To me, it's just a temporary inconvenience. See, God gave them enough manna from heaven, enough water from the rock. Their clothes didn't wear out. The shoes didn't wear out, but see, he only gave them enough to sustain them until they reached the promised land. And see, right now, we're not reaching for the promised land. We're not reaching for prosperity. We're not reaching for health. We're just happy to survive in the wilderness. So you can get used to getting your lights cut off. You just prepare for it next month. They'll cut them on next tomorrow. I'm trying to go somewhere. Somebody needs to tell yourself it's just a temporary inconvenience. I'm not going to get stuck here. Yes, God has been real good to me. But guess what? I'm getting ready to go somewhere. Anybody getting ready to go somewhere? See, let me tell you what Paul says. See, maybe we didn't read it. Paul said that our light affliction He must be comparing our suffering with Jesus. See, you ain't going through nothing. He says, our light afflictions. God Almighty. Anybody ever feel like you burdened down and you up under the weight of affliction? He said, but it's only for a moment. Sometimes you hear folk talk about midnight. Not morning, not night, but midnight. And see, the midnight hour is a critical time in your life. Watch midnight. See, did you know it? Believe it or not, statistically, a whole lot of people die at midnight. Paul and Silas were beaten, humiliated, thrown into the darkest of prisons. But at midnight, tell somebody midnight. They prayed and they sang unto God. And see, what happens is, midnight don't last but a minute. Somebody missed that. Let me explain midnight. See, when it's 1 minute to 12, that's today. But the minute it hits 1 minute after 12, I'm no longer living in today. Now, what used to be today now becomes tomorrow, and I step into a new day. That's reason Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forward for those things, I press toward the mark of the high calling of Christ. Now, where I'm at today is not my eternal position. It's just a temporary inconvenience. I'm going to preach if y'all help me. And they said Paul and Silas were there and they were locked in this jail. But at midnight something happened. And I'm here to tell you that the good news is that God still works the midnight shift. Midnight is gone in 60 seconds. Anybody ready for your midnight to be over? Watch this. In 60 seconds, you go from pain to praise. Anybody ready to go there? In 60 seconds, you go from sick to being well. From dark to light. From lost to found. From weeping to rejoicing. From broke, busted, and disgusted and can't be trusted into divine overflow. I tell you right now where I am. It's only temporary. Somebody ought to praise God right now. See, it don't take God long to bless you. That's the reason that somebody said weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. See, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us all out of them all. It'll be over in a minute. Yes, Job had troubles and pain. And if you read the story of Job, you would think that Job caught hell all of his life. But when you do the study on Job, you'll discover that his suffering was only for a 9-month period of time. And then he had to go through for about 9 months. But at the end, somebody said that God gave him double for his trouble. Our light affliction is only a moment. Even when the devil is hitting me, attacking me. I'm going to say, has he attacked me? When you're sick, he's attacking your body. When he's attacking your marriage, attacking your finances, attacking your mind, attacking your ministry, you know what? That means that God is working for me. Right. What do I mean? Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of them that love God and called according to his purpose. Now, I didn't say everything was good, but as I go through the process, it reminds me that God is working. And where I am right now is only temporary. See, somebody here, God is working, and he's getting ready right now to move us from being a featherweight to a heavyweight. See, a featherweight is kind of light and things disturb you real easy. But in a little while, your punch is getting ready to carry some weight. And when you speak the name of Jesus, that's when you become powerful and ready to knock somebody out. See, when you open your mouth and when you start praising God, God allows you to carry some weight. You better tell somebody, you better get out of my way. I'm finna bring it. I'm finna bring it. See, somebody needs to tell the devil. Talked about this Wednesday. See, in order for the devil to get out of your life, you gotta speak word to that rascal. You can tell him shoo all you want to, and he ain't going nowhere. You can think you got him under your foot, but he ain't under your foot. He's taking you. But what happened? When you open your mouth, you're able to tell the devil, devil, I'm not a featherweight anymore. I've learned how to pray now. I've learned how to praise now. And now I know how to stand on the word. And the Bible says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. What do? When the midnight hour comes, sometimes I have to sing in the midnight hour. But Paul says, and I'm not going to fight like one just beating the air. See, I know how to throw a punch now. I know how to land my punch now. And see, what happened is, he said, look, while we look not at the things which are seen, we look not at the things that are seen. I say that again. Now think about this. You better tell somebody here, don't look at that. Y'all miss. Now watch this. See, look means to consider, to think about, observe, set my attention on. And see, I know that there are some giants that we having to wrestle with today. But I've chosen not to look at the giants. I'm not regarding them. Why? Because I'm thinking about something else. I'm going to say, some of y'all probably think I'm crazy. But what I decided to do is think about this. I know that the giants are there, but see, we need to focus on the problem solver instead of focusing on the problem. I know somebody said, I really can't see it. But see, right now, God is fixing to take you into a point where now I don't focus on what I see, but I focus on the invisible, the thing that I can't see. The invisible means the eternal, things that don't change. And in other words, I've got my eyes full of the word of God. I can't see sickness anymore. The only thing I can see is that by his stripes, I'm healed. I can't see financial problems anymore. But the only thing that I can see is that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. I can't see my struggling in the wilderness just enough to get by. But what I can see is that my God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I could think, according to the power that works in me. See, right now, how do you see yourself? I see myself blessed. I see myself healed. I see our children off the streets. Help me somebody. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. See, that's what we're going through right now is just temporary. The ones in and your children that's acting a fool, that ain't them. That's the enemy living in them, but it's only temporary. Help me somebody. See myself been walking, but I can envision myself in that new car. Rig ain't lost his mind. See, it's all right if you can't see it. I know y'all think I'm crazy. I don't mind if you can't see it, but I see it. Can you see another house? Can you see a new anointing? Hold on. Somebody here need to take your blinders off. See, I got to learn to see things like they are. There was once a man that came to Jesus, and he said, Jesus said, I know that you're blind. Tell me, what do you see? He said, I see men walking like trees. And right now, some of you see things that's not like they ought to be. You see yourself broke, and you're content with being broke. You see yourself sick, and you're content with being sick. You see yourself disgusted, and you're content with taking your depression pill. But I came to tell you this morning, it's only a temporary inconvenience. See, I'm getting ready for a change. See, I'm starting to talk differently. Anybody here got a new talk? Somebody said, I don't talk like I used to talk. Well, see, I'm not talking about cuss word. See, let me tell you. See, I used to talk about where I've been. But now I'm getting ready to talk about where I'm getting ready to go. And I tell you, I ain't ready to die yet. God has got something down here for me. I'm getting ready to walk in the newness of life. I'm not going to be sick. I'm going to be well. I'm not going to be out. I'm going to be in. I'm not going to be broke. I'm going to be rich. Somebody said, where you going to get it from? The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to my God. My God can do anything. Anybody know God is able to change situation? I'm finna move addresses now. I'm finna move from my place of living now. I'm finna move off a broke, disgusted boulevard. And I'm finna move to Righteousness Avenue. And on Righteousness Avenue, I can say, I look to the hill from which cometh my help. All my help comes from God. I might be stuck in the ditch right now, but it's only a temporary inconvenience. I know I had a flat tire maybe yesterday, but guess what? Somebody said, bread of heaven, come on down here. Holy Spirit, breathe on me. And when I found myself sitting on a flat, couldn't go nowhere, the Holy Spirit began to pump me up. I can feel the Spirit pumping me up. I thought I was on a flat, but I ain't on no flat. I'm getting ready to roll now. Somebody said, come and go with me to my Father's house. There's joy. Joy. Anybody know about unspeakable joy? See, he'll turn those frowns into smiles. And every time you're getting ready to complain, just say, God, I thank you. Lord, don't move my mountain. What do I need a mountain for? Somebody said, see, if life was smooth, you'd be stuck right where you are. But I need the rough places to give me something to grab a hold to. Somebody said, I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. You know, it gets hard sometimes, but every round goes higher and higher. Right now, don't look at that shack you're living in. Say, God, you're getting ready to transform me. God, you're getting ready to move me. See, because you told me in my Father's house are many mansions. And see, somebody waiting to get to heaven. But guess what? The earth is God's too. Daddy got some room down here too. I'm getting ready to move in my mansion. It's temporary inconvenience. Sometimes the lights go out down here. But I realize it's just temporary inconvenience. There's a brighter day ahead. Don't let the devil stop you. Just say, devil, you go better get the hell out of my way, because I'm finna go somewhere. I'm finna go somewhere. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I thank God for being my money. I thank God for being my health. I thank God for being my strength. I thank God that weeping might endure for a night. But joy, tell somebody joy, joy, joy. Anybody here need some joy? Anybody here need some joy? They tell me joy. In the morning, thank
going to change a little bit. It's not going to stay like his. Anybody here broke? Stand up on your feet. See, God finna declare something to you. He finna change you. He finna set the house in order. See, he gonna turn the desk around. I know that you go to regions and walk over you and Wells Fargo to get some money, don't you? But God getting ready to turn the desk around. He said, you'll be the lender. Y'all don't believe that. You'll be the lender and not the borrower. Won't have to ask nobody for nothing because God's gonna bless me. And see, when he blesses me, when I get my life in order, I'll be able to stack the money that God blesses me with, and then I won't have to ask folk for nothing because the earth. Y'all don't understand kingdom building. See, I understand that Ben is the governor. I understand real well that Obama is the president. But see, that don't count in God's government. They tell me that Jesus is the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. And he's getting ready to put his folk in power. The Bible says, the last shall be first. And the first shall be last. God is getting ready to put things in order. It's only a temporary inconvenience. Anybody here ready for your life to change? Anybody here want to go higher? Want to go higher? I want to go higher. I want to go higher. I want to live right. I want to walk right. And see, God will shower down blessings up on me. See, I won't be broke no more. I'll just sit around. Somebody say, I don't have no money now. But I told you, you can't look at the things that you see. Start counting your money right now. I'm tired of counting. I'm tired of counting. I'm tired of counting. Finna go to sleep because God blessed me with more than enough. He's able. He's able. He's able to change your situation around. See, our light affliction just for a moment. He's getting me ready. See, if you've been broke all your life, he's getting you ready to experience the fullness of Jesus Christ. And he said, ask. Ask. Your mouth closed. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. It's only a temporary inconvenience. Tell somebody, I'm not through yet. God's not through yet. I'm getting ready to walk in my destiny. Anybody want to walk in destiny? Somebody say, what's destiny? It's what God intended me to walk in. He said he intended that my barn might be full. He intended for me to have good health. He intended me to have some joy in life. And right now, it's only temporary inconvenience. I'm finna go somewhere now. And after God moved me down here, I began to walk in my destiny. After a while, tell somebody, after a while, I'm gonna really make a move. Gonna take a flight from earth to glory. And when I get there, they tell me there's a tree that's good for the healing of the nation. There's a river that's clear as glass. They tell me the streets are paved with gold. There are 12 gates to the city. Down here, it's just temporary. I know they might kick your door in. They might rob you down here. But up there, ain't no need to lock no doors. Because ain't no need to pay no power bill. Because Jesus, yeah, Jesus is the light of the city. And when we get there, we're going to crown him King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I say, Lord, I thank you that my situation was only temporarily inconvenient. Anybody want to go there? Anybody want to go there? Yeah! Anybody want to go to heaven when you die? Yeah. I'm getting ready to leave you now. But I want you to realize this week, when you're catching hell, just say, devil, it's only a temporary setback. Because I know that I can do all things through Christ. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. Because God is able to do everything but fail. And right now, the invitation is given. And he's saying, come on. You're able to come back to me. Have you ever called God and it seemed like you didn't get an answer? What happened was you were temporarily disconnected. David said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Because I know I've been disconnected, and I called on the Holy Spirit. And it seemed like I wasn't getting an answer. And when I began to talk to God, I said, operator, information. I ain't been able to get to God, but I want you to give me Jesus on the line. See, in order to get to God, I got to go by Jesus first. And see, I couldn't get to God because my life was tore up. But I called on Jesus, and Jesus picked up the phone and said, I recognize your voice. Though your sin be as scarlet, I'll wash them white as snow. Now I'm finna let you talk to Daddy. And he hooked me up to the Father, and I said, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. And what I thought was over, I discovered that it was only a temporary inconvenience. Will there be one this morning that's ready to get out of your situation? You know what it is. And you know what? I don't care what it is. There's only one who's able to forgive sins and to present us faultless. And his name is who?
Jesus.
And so you can talk about me all you want to right now, but it's just a temporary inconvenience. Let's give God some praise right now. Will there be one this morning that says, I need you. I need you. Every hour. Anybody need him this morning? I need him. Every second.
I need the all. I need thee.
Does anybody need him this morning? Anybody need God this morning? Say, I keep having setbacks, and I need something to help my life.
Oh, bless. Bless me now. Right now.
I come. Anybody need God this morning?
I need the all. Lord, I need thee.
Anybody need him this morning?
Every hour. I need thee.
I need him.
Oh, bless
me now.
Bless me now. Bless me now.
Anybody want to come? We all need him. Every minute.
Yes, we do.
Every second.
All right.
Because life presents so many downfalls, trip ups. But you know what? God is able.
Yes,
he is. And all you have to say is that, God, I need you. Now you might call some of your loved ones and family, and they may send you to the box. But you can call on Jesus, and he'll hear your every plea. And as we leave today, we're going to leave here realizing that it ain't about me. It's not about you. But it's all about Jesus. And we're going to leave knowing that I can't make it without you. How many believe that? How many really believe that? God, I can't make it without you. And if you acknowledge that, he's going to follow you this week. He's going to lead you this week. He's going to guide you this week. And just say, God, repeat up to me, God, I need you. May you go in peace.